We started yesterday, Perek Gimel, Mechavos HaTalmidim, and the lesson that we learned yesterday is that it's really up to you. And the greatest mechanach of you is you. Your parents, your rabbeim, and all those around you that are giving you advice are just doing that. They're giving you advice, what they tell you they think is a good idea because of their life experience or because of what they have studied, the rules of chinuch. But the biggest mechanech itself is you. You have to get yourself used to doing the right things. Davening, learning, midas tovos, etc., etc. But the Rebbe says that I can only guide you up until there. Like there's a saying in English, you can only bring the camels to the well, but you can't make them drink. I can bring you to the water. If you decide to drink or not, that's up to you. I can't make you drink. So he could tell us, exactly, he could bring us to the well, of what midas we need to work on and how we can get to a better place. But the drinking itself, only you can do. We're going to start the next paragraph. Yeshnam anoshim gedolim. Yeshnam anoshim gedolim. It's on page Lamed Zayin. There are some great people, uktanim, and not such great people. When we say gedolim, I'm trying to think of that as great. It really doesn't mean necessarily great, but rather adult. There are big people and small people. She'enam margishim chisarim bekirbam. They don't say anything wrong with themselves. They look at themselves and say, I'm a good guy. I'm a good kid. I do what I'm supposed to do. Va'af im ma'abed b'sifrei mussar. Even though maybe he'll open up a sefer, achasadikim esil susharim, he'll open up a mussar sefer, and it's going to say over there, shemidah zu v'zu rahi. So, you know, this midah is a terrible midah. Right? You learn achasadikim about kas, and you'll see that kas is a terrible thing. But mikol makoim, Eimid al daitoi, but you know what he doesn't chap? He doesn't chap shemidah razu nimtzes boy, that he actually has that bad midah. V'alav asakna, and he has to fix it. He reads it like, yeah, taka, terrible midah. Kas is a horrible thing, but he never put two and two together that we're talking to you. You have kas. You know, there's a story about a rav that got up to speak because a wife came to complain that her husband's not helping at home, and she wanted the rav to talk to her husband. The rav didn't want to speak to her husband, so the rav decided instead that Shabbos he's going to speak about being helpful at home by the speech. He wasn't going to talk to the person, but he was going to talk very in general. And the rav gave a speech, and he gave a whole beautiful speech how you have to help at home, you have to be a good husband and a good father, and he gave a whole beautiful speech. And the person after his cheer came by, say, you know, Mitzvah or Shabbos, whatever it was, and tells him, he says, that was a gewaldig speech that you gave. You know, a lot of men don't know that. And I was thinking to himself, Shaita, I was talking to you. You're the one person that I was talking to. But you know, chap, you can hear a beautiful shiur about a certain thing, and yeah, it's true. It's true. Atlas, laziness is a terrible thing. Being stingy is a terrible thing. Hello, we're talking to you. We're talking to you. Again, mikomukam ein oimid al daita. He doesn't chap this shemidah razu, that this horrible midah nimtzeis boy. It's in you. V'alav asakna. You got to do something about it. Gam b'libo lo yargish. In his heart, he doesn't feel like ka'ev. Doesn't feel any hurt. V'lo yida'oga mimena. And he's not worried about it. He has no. Doesn't mean anything to him. But yeah, interesting. Oh. I can read a book about how astronauts walk on the moon. At the same time, read about Kaas. And they're both very interesting, but they're both not negative for me. Never. Simen loy tovula. He said, no, if a person reads a sefer that talks about midas, and he thinks about a midas, no, it's not for me, it's not a good sign. It means there's something really wrong with him. Kikach derech hacholim. Because that's what happens also with sick people. Im tichbet choloy, if he's so sick, lo yargisha, he doesn't even feel it anymore. The person is so sick, he doesn't even realize how sick he is. That's what happens. And it's the same thing with your sickness of your midas. Right? We always say, we said it a bunch of times already, that just like the body has issues, so does the soul. Your neshama has issues. Your body might have a broken hand, and your soul might have a broken midas hagaiva, or taiva, or kai. But if you could be so sick, and not even, you don't even know you're sick anymore. There are people that are sick for years And then they go to a doctor, and the doctor does a blood test, and the doctor tells them, you know that you have this and this disease ready for like 20 months at least. Years almost. And the person's like, really? Never knew? That means he was so sick that he didn't even know how sick he was. It happens. But you also have some people, some men, and some children, that have this thing. It is inside. Inside he realizes, he reads about, let's say, Gaivo. And he reads that, he goes, yeah, I suffer from Gaivo. But not the way the Arka Sadiqim is talking. I mean, I'm not such a big ball Gaivo. He's not talking to me. I have Kas. But like, calm down. I'm not like that. So, the first person doesn't even realize, yeah, something's wrong with him. That's a horrible thing. Then you have a person, he realizes, but he's like, I think they're overdoing it. I think they're getting a little bit too excited about this. I don't have it to this extent. And then he starts to worry. He reads the sefer about gaivo, kaivo, kas, whatever it is. But in his mind, he right away gives his carrots to himself and he says, I don't have it that bad. Come on, Yasser HaSefer, like the Sefer is talking about. I think the Sefer is maybe even a little bit exaggerating. Really? You think I'm that bad? The Hama'achi HB, and even though I might have a little bit of Gaivo, Kamat Mukhrich HB. Let's be honest, it's normal. Normal to have a little bit of Gaivo, and a little bit of Taivo, a little bit of Kaf, and a little bit of anger, and a little bit of. It's normal. It's not normal. In fact, I have to have a little bit of it. You know why? Because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. So I'm also not perfect. Was Reb Chaim Pianski perfect? No. Was Moshe Rabbeinu perfect? This is not going to be clear to say, but no. Moshe Rabbeinu was not perfect. Nobody is perfect. So listen, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. So I'm not perfect in this area. No. Listen, I think that. The Gam Zehu Shutafa Shal Yetzaharavu. This is a partnership that Yetzahar made with you. You guys to think like that. Vachrisa, you know what the end of this is? Zoyhama Nefesh. Your soul will be ruined. Vachoshach HaGehenimu. That's the darkness of Gehenim. When a person thinks that he's not as bad as they make it. Yeah, I'm not saying. I definitely could sing more Zmiris by the Shabbat, but like, calm down. I mean, I sing a song, you know, I do. When a person starts explaining why he's not as bad as people think, or as bad as he, as far as says, it's a terrible thing. Yisoid b'achlash neim he. Well, what's the problem with both these things? What's the foundation of the issue? A, with the person that opens the sefer and he says, this is not talking to me. Not me. I don't have this issue. And B, the person that says, yeah, I have this issue, but not like this extent. What's the problem with this person? You know what the problem is? It's the same problem with both people. You know what the problem is? Yisoid machash neim he, the yisoid of these two people's diseases is she'enom darshim me'atzimam gadliyos. Yeah, this is the Yochanan. I'll say highlight this line. It's because they're not willing to push themselves to become bigger. So it's easier to say, I don't have this issue, or I have this issue, but not this bad. If you want to be bigger, if you want to be better, you push yourself. And you say, you know, I could do more. You know, I have this issue. You know, this is really terrible. I have this in a real way. I have to really work on this. But they're not, people that are not looking to become great, they're very happy being mediocre. Mediocre means medium. I'm good. I'm not going to be the best kid. I'm not going to be the best adult. People that are satisfied where they are, they're fine. Okay, I'm good. Okay, a little bit. I have to work on it. Okay, but calm down. Doim Lahem, you know what they think, these people? Big tzaddikim, taka, they have to do this. But every other yid, the way he is, and whatever format he is, dialoy. It's enough. It's enough. Why are you asking so much? Why are you giving me such headaches for? If I would be a silly child, if I would be. Not a smart kid. Would my Rebbe demand of me things? No, we know that some kids in the class, where the Rebbe is just happy that they sit quietly. For them, the Rebbe, it's enough that the kid is sitting quietly. That's already a win. We know, and there's some children in the family, the father only demands that they say one vartari about a Shabbos meal, and for you, he demands four. Well, don't you wish you could be like that kid? You understand that that kid, okay, he's not me. That kid has his levels that he has to grow, and I have my levels that I have to grow. Keben Socha, like a foolish child, she'ain of him of actually men or harbe. The child's foolish. What does the father ask of the child? Nothing. Take your plate and put it in the garbage, and you're done. He's not asking for any major, he's not asking you to set the table for Shabbos. Because the child's not capable. He's asking the child to, whatever it is, clean up his mess. But ma'ata toiv shininta by mistapik. The father's so proud. Stop here, right? You have a sibling, whatever, 5 years old, and the kid plays with toys, and he leaves it out, he doesn't put it away when he's done, and parents don't get upset with him. But you, when you leave out your toys, your parents are going crazy. Stop here. What's the difference? You're not 5 years old anymore. That's the difference. So what's the difference between a person that learns a Musa Sefer and says, I have it, but not so much, versus a person that looks at the Musa Sefer and says, you know, really, I need to become better. You know what the difference is? One thinks he's a five-year-old, and the other one thinks he's an adult. That's the difference. That's essentially the difference. The person that wants to be bigger demands more of himself. That's what happens. V'av ha'pshov m'chap ha'lemer, and even when he does something wrong, he covers it over and he says, halei sachalu, foolish. This is a very big mistake. It's very sad. It's a very big mistake. Ukvar dibarnu le'il. Next paragraph. We already spoke earlier. Echal kol echad lavid. How every person is supposed to work. Lazar to help. Legalois min am Yisrael. You have a job to expose within Klal Yisrael as tzaddikov gedolov ga'inov. Who's going to be the next ga'inim in Klal Yisrael? Who's going to be the next gedolim? Who's going to be the next tzaddikim? It's on you to expose that. Maybe it's going to be you, or your brother, or your classmates. Ve'echa shchino mikoinen et al mitzrasho. We already discussed how sad Hashem is if you just don't take it seriously. Avol im, rak ish Yisrael pashit right to liyos. But if you just want to be a simple yid, pashit the yid, I daven, I this, I that, I'm not looking to be anything great, I'm looking to be a simple Jew. Lama ze yishkach mahu Yisrael pashit. Okay, so let's talk about what does it mean to be Yisrael pashit. Do you want to be a pashit yid? It's not so pashit to be a pashit yid. That much is pashit. We like to think, okay, I'll be a pashit yid. You know what a pashit yid means? V'satnaya shehisna Hashem im kol ish Yisrael. Let's remember what Hashem told every single yid. Mechaitiv etim atsheiv mayim. From the water carrier to the wood chopper. Kishibo bereshis haseisi oisam la'am Yisrael. When Hashem turned us into Klal Yisrael, v'litam hem esterasei lemar, he said to every single Jew, what did he say to every single Jew? V'ato, and now, im shemaya atishmu b'koyli, if you will listen to me, u'shemartim es b'risi, v'hiyisem li segula mikol ha'amim, you'll be the chosen one from all the people, v'atem tiyu libam leches kehanim v'goy kodesh, you'll be a holy people. Zeu ish Yisrael, that's what you are. That's what a simple yid is. Mamleches kehanim v'goy kodesh. That is what you are. Are you living up to that? Tanai hisna kodesh baruchu, v'atem in tishmu. This is what has to happen. Rakim kach to you, Yisrael matem. V'im lav chas v'shalom, dat. He doesn't even want to finish the paragraph. This is what it means to be a pashat yid. Mamleches kayanim, v'goy kodesh. And who's not willing to step up to the plate? We'll finish the chapter tomorrow, Mr. Shem.